Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, this is the National Obsession with me, John Cadogan, and by miracle of phone technology this week, we've regressed again. It's Charlie Baker. How are you?
Let me just say it's not my fault. I was coming in to do it, wasn't I, John?
Yeah.
And the people who've let us down are the people who've let us use a professional studio for the last 50 years. This is the 50th episode as
it
well,
is, isn't it? What a way to celebrate, number 50.
Flipping typical.
Blame the fact that England are touring Sri Lanka and the cricket.
We are allowed to use the facilities, you know, when we like, aren't we, John? So it is also good for you. I don't know, it's where you work and everything. But hey, how are you doing, John?
Hey, happy birthday, my
happy
brother.
50th.
Happy 50th.
Happy 50th. My FOF, we're not even the FOF because
no.
We are the FOF. So
we are the FOF.
So
yes.
Pretty good. Happy 50 episodes. Do you feel like you've wasted your life, John? Or
no, I don't. I do feel like we might be hitting a midlife crisis now. I'm gonna go out and buy a Mazda MX-5.
I'll tell you what though, we've made a lot of friends, haven't we? We've made a lot of friends.
We have along the way.
We've made listeners.
We've made some enemies.
The guests we've had on have been wonderful. The National League, John. Let me just tell you, I saw some brilliant football players yesterday.
Oh yeah.
And it was non-league. So and also I got to get involved as well. I got to play, and I bossed it, John. Absolutely bossed it yesterday.
Yeah.
I was honestly I was going through them, just tricks, absolutely hammering the ball at the keeper and stuff. I was excellent, really
okay.
Good. I was at the soft play area with my daughter, who's two, and they had no organisation.
No.
amongst the players in there. I mean, some of them could barely walk, John.
Is that where Gary Ayres is managing nowadays, the soft play area?
They had, at the soft play area, this brilliantly set up little five-a-side with a sort of carpet floor. It was brilliant. It was really good.
Yeah.
And I'd say the age range was between 1 and 3.5.
Yeah.
And they were rubbish. Honestly. So bad at football. I was giving them a bit. Get in! Saying to my daughter.
Trying to motivate
them. Goal side! Get goal side! I had to get on the pitch, John.
Oh, God.
And
that's never good when you bring yourself on.
I absolutely bossed it. Yeah. I was like a player manager. I was like Don O'Riordan. I was like Gary Nelson.
Yeah.
I was like Kevin Nicholson in the final days or at Mouse Hole. I mean, there's non-league. It wasn't in any league.
Yeah. I mean, so this is truly non-league, isn't it? I didn't think we were going to go down to this depth of the non-league.
Do you think this is the level we've got to? For the 50th episode? I just wanted to tell you, there was this one little girl who was about to score, slid in on her, John, didn't touch her,
yeah.
Just got the ball,
yeah.
Just got the ball,
yeah.
Took it, mazed my way through, took it all the way up to the red.
Maradona.
Back-heeled it in.
Oh.
Class, you know.
You can't teach, yeah.
You can't teach class.
That.
Anyway, that's the little match report from football
fantastic.
I saw yesterday.
Great to hear. We do cover all levels of football.
Exactly.
From
all
the
levels,
soft play areas right up to the National League. Just before we get into the show quickly, it is, of course, the 50th episode. But also, another milestone was achieved this weekend as I finally went to a fireworks display.
Just getting to know John.
Yes.
Kicking him off, John.
Yep.
Your bucket list.
Yep.
The old bucket list.
Working our way through.
You need it. Where's the ting?
Oh, do you want
the stamp? Yeah.
But yes, finally went to fireworks. It was all right. It was good.
You think there's a lot of money going up in smoke?
Yeah, I mean, it does pose a lot of questions, like where do all the fireworks go?
Yeah.
You know, I like, because they all seem like they're coming from one kind of firing device. So where were they? Where were all the fireworks? Were they all inside? Or were they kind of all being fed? I don't know. I just had a lot of questions.
It is, John. This is the sign of an inexperienced fireworks
goer.
Yeah,
I know.
Because if you'd been to a few, you'd know that they're just all around on different bits of wood, and like they're set off, and it's normally a man in wellies.
Yeah. Oh no, this was proper. This was professionally done, choreographed to music. It was good.
It sounds like quite a pro one.
It was a bit pro, but what certainly wasn't pro was the demonstration from the St. John's Ambulance beforehand of CPR techniques live on stage, which, let me tell you, the time it took them to demonstrate, the patient would have sadly been lost. It was,
as I've said before, a long demonstration. As I've said in my act before, what did St. John do to become the patron saint of lonely men at weekends?
Yes, I mean, I'm sure they do a lot of good as well, but
they do, John. Yes. But it's the fake ambulance, isn't it?
It is. It's not the people you want to see, really.
You want a real. If you're in real trouble, you. Oh, damn it. I was in trouble once at the end of a half marathon. I shouldn't have done. I was too fat. And I said the only words that could come out of my mouth to my wife were, "Get a real doctor." True story.
Yeah.
And for more hilarious stories like that, come and see me live on stage.
Yes,
or
do.
At my new show that I'm working at a moment called Cream Before Jam.
Yes, lovely title as well. Should we work out what's coming up on the show?
Let's tell us what's in the show, John.
Well, not a great deal, actually. We've got some news.
This doesn't sound good for the 50th. I feel like I mean,
the phone line thing.
Try and make the 51st really great.
That would be very Nat Hobbs Pod, wouldn't it? To really focus in on the 51st. But I mean, to be honest, one of our features has been scuppered by the phone line thing, so that's a problem. But we've got some news. We've got to focus on. We've got a talky corner. We've got some letters. What more do you need?
Okay.
Well, John, that
all sounds good.
Would you like some National League news to kick
us
off?
Yeah, why not? Come on, give
us
the National League roundup.
Let's start with the National League. Wrexham went top with a 3-1 win over Barrow. Their managers, they've gone top. Wrexham gone top for now until they implode.
Luke Young,
they were 3-1 win over Barrow. Their manager Sam Ricketts has obviously been eating his greens. They flew to the top of the table. That's a joke about Ricketts. Solihull Moors 0, Borehamwood 0. Was the score? What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors?
A bit of a drop in pressure.
Bit of a drop point there, but Solihull's keeper is called Ryan Boot. Obviously destined to be a footballer. You'd have to think of a name like Ryan Boot.
On the other foot.
It was Harrogate 1, Chesterfield 1. Chesterfield were in front, but Harrogate equalised in the 97th minute, having gone close just before that through their striker, Mark Beck. If any, he could have played up front alongside Justin Amaluza, who we talked about last week of Braintree.
I thought you'd have dropped in the song there.
Yeah, well, we didn't need it a second time, did we?
Okay, let's not have any production this week. Let's just do the whole thing on the phone and have nothing on the 50th. No.
It was Barnet 0, Maidstone 2. Barnet 0, Maidstone 2. Maidstone's second and decisive goal was scored by Gold Omateo. You can't say there's no production.
You could say that what nearly scans there with that is gold on a matter.
Yeah, it kind of works, doesn't it? It's not bad.
I couldn't remember his name when I said it. I nearly said onomatopoeia. What would be onomatopoeia for gold, John? I don't know. I can't remember what onomatopoeia is now.
I did English A-level and I'm struggling. Isn't it words that sort of sound... Isn't it words that sound like what they mean? So this like is, stomp
yes,
or
on a... Oh, is it? I thought it was like a one and that, and that's alliterative, I'm thinking, aren't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It? Hold on, onomatopoeia.
Gold.
Yes. The formation of a word from a sound associated with what is named, e.g. cuckoo sizzle.
Gold.
Yeah.
Glistening.
Yeah, I don't think it really works.
It was, okay, carry on.
It was also Bromley 4, Hartlepool 0. At the double to score for Bromley was our old mate Omar Bugle.
He's in the army now, yes. A blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle
boy for Company B. Yes, he scored for Company B, Bromley. It was 4-0.
What a good nickname for Bromley. That is Company B. Especially now they've got Bugle. This is awesome. Hey, how are you getting on with your Bugle preparations for Christmas?
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
If this is the 50th episode and this is this standard this week, how's the Christmas episode?
Sets the bar suitably low, I'd say, for the Christmas special.
We never promised quality.
No point. Go through and check it if you think
no guarantees. As I said this week on Twitter, no guarantees, no refunds.
and also in the National League, Dover. And finally won, only their second of the season. They beat Maidenhead 2-0. And my old brother, Kieran Cadogan, scored the only goal for Sutton. They beat Dagenham 1-0.
Oh, well, Dave. He's doing well, John, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing all right. Quickly popping down to the National League South. Obviously, we know the main result of the weekend was Torquay 2, Billericay 2. But the other interesting one, Chippenham were 2-0 up at half-time against Woking. Woking came back second half, drew 2-2. For Chippenham.
Loser. What idiots. They were 2-0 up at half-time and
I know, back
in the game.
But Chippenham, their midfielder Callum Gunner was sent off. Sadly, a midfielder and not a defender. Otherwise, it would have been rear gunner, of course.
Oh, yes. That would be nice.
Do you want some National League North news? We can quickly pop down to the National
League. Hold on a minute. We've hardly had any National League
South. I know.
South.
Let's quickly go down to National League North. It was Ashton United 1, Boston 1, Ryan Coulter. Gave the visitors the lead. He was the subject of a swap deal in the summer, but the club said no quarter given.
Wowza.
Let that one sink in. And it's also Hereford 1, Altrincham 1, Josh Hancock with the last gasp equaliser. Shame he didn't score after half an hour.
Well, he's only good in the last half hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good.
Yeah, I think that's the news.
Hey, I tell you what.
That was the news.
The National League North fans will be pleased this week.
They will be very pleased. They've got a bumper helping of news there.
It's like encyclopedic this week compared to maybe it's the 50th episode, John. It's got to you.
Got caught up in the celebrations.
You felt sorry for them.
Yes, it means that Wrexham are top of the National League. Billericay, top of the National League South. And Chorley, if you care, top of the National League North. Anyway, I think that's that's all the news.
And that's the National Obsession, is it, John?
Yeah, it is. That's the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Yes, this is the National Obsession, and I'm having to do my own introduction to my own feature. It's time to focus on Hemel Hempstead Town. You excited?
Excited. Sounds like a shopping trip, doesn't it?
What, Hemel Hempstead Town?
Yeah, sounds like somewhere you'd go late night Christmas shopping.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Hemel Hempstead Town, they've got someone turning on the lights from the local panto.
Oh, do you want to know who's turning on the lights?
Someone who used to be in EastEnders, like Ricky from EastEnders, turning up.
We could start as the build-up to Christmas begins, as part of the focus on, I could tell you who's switching on the Christmas lights in said town.
Oh, what a lovely feature that is.
That's not a bad plan, is it? Do you want to know on the Hemel Hempstead Christmas lights?
Yes, I'd like that, John.
Yeah, I'd like that as well. I can't tell you.
Can we find out? Oh,
here we go. Hemel Hempstead Christmas light switch on. Sunday the 20... Oh, that was 2012. Hold on.
All right, who was it in 2012? I'm more interested
in that, to be honest.
Olympics year.
Children's character Rastamouse.
Oh, that Rastamouse and Scratchy and Zuma, also known as the Easy Crew. Crime fighters, they're very special agents playing reggae when the day is true. Give it up, give it up, give it up for the Easy Crew. Solving mysteries in the neighbourhood, always there to make a bad thing good.
Okay.
Dumba, 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 bum, bum,
you know a lot more about it than I thought you would.
I've never heard of him. Go on, who is it this year? Do we know yet?
I can't tell you who's doing the Hemel Hempstead Christmas light switch on because.
But tell me about Hemel Hempstead Town.
Let me tell you about Hemel Hempstead. The idea of doing the Christmas lights gets off to a bad start, but.
no,
let's crack on.
We got to know about Rastamouth.
We did. So. Let's crack on with Hemel Hempstead Town. The club was established in 1885 as Apsley End. It does sound like a euphemism, that. I think it took a football right in the old Apsley End. Very
Ooh.
Painful.
Sounds like this 50th podcast, the Apsley End. This is the Apsley End, John.
I did a little procedure.
I'm not listening anymore.
I had to have a procedure on the Apsley End. It was a little bit delicate.
Yeah.
Apsley End FC. In 1955, the club was renamed Hemel Hempstead Town. Then in 1971, they merged with Hemel Hempstead United to form Hemel Hempstead Football Club. And then in 1999, they went back to Hemel Hempstead Town again for a second time. So I think what we can take from this, massively indecisive.
They haven't got a bloody clue.
I don't know whether they're coming or going.
When were they Apsley End, John? When did they start as Apsley End?
1885. Yeah,
nearly old enough to be a proper team. Okay,
yeah,
I'd
say so.
Okay,
they've spent their early life in the local leagues around Hertfordshire before they reached the Isthmian, and then eventually came up in 2014 to the National League South for the first time. They got to the playoffs last season in the National South, but lost to Braintree in a penalty shootout. Apsley End initially played at Salmon Meadow. Lots of diving and leaping around, obviously, at Salmon Meadow. And then
didn't they win the X Factor one? they present kids TV now.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's the ones. Then they played at G's Meadow and then Crabtree Lane before moving to their current ground, which is called Vauxhall Road, in the early 70s. So again, massively indecisive. Can't decide what they want to call themselves. Can't decide where they want to play.
No,
that's Hemel Hempstead. The manager
and they haven't booked anyone yet for their Christmas lights.
And but yeah, they just need to make a decision in Hemel Hempstead and stick with it.
Yeah, come on, Hemel Hempstead. This might be why. Is it a new town, Hemel?
I think
does it count as a new town?
Yes, it does. Yeah, I believe so. The manager is Joe Deaney, and the chairman is called Dave Boggins. I don't know if he's got Bunce and Bean as the vice chairman, one for Roald Dahl fans there. Fantastic. Mr. Fox.
That's a good book, isn't it? That's a good film, isn't it? Isn't that a good film?
I've not actually seen the film, but I used to love
the film. Oh, John, it's a good film. Very good film. It's what's his face?
George
you know
Clooney, isn't it?
Yeah, but what's his name? Who's the director who does all the good stuff? You know, all the nice colours and grand hotel.
Oh, Wes Anderson.
And
yes,
Wes Anderson. Yeah, go on. Wes Anderson does sound like someone I went to school with. I always think Wes. Wesley.
Danny Bonus is the keeper. I don't know if his middle name's Brucey.
If your name was Bonus, you'd call at least one son Bruce, wouldn't you?
You'd have to. I mean, I think you feel duty bound. It's better than Danny.
It's the law.
Better than Danny Boneless, who I think is related to Sam Ricketts at Wrexham. Another Ricketts joke. I don't know why I'm picking on people with Ricketts. Lloyd Doyley, the Watford legend, is there at Hemel Hempstead, as well as Sanchez Watt. Plays there as well. Would you like a few famous people from Hemel who made?
He's light on his feet. Carry on.
A few famous people. I mean, surely Watt's squad number has got to be 40 or 60. It surely has. Famous people from Hemel.
I bought some LED, just on the subject of light bulbs, John.
I
bought some LED, new LEDs yesterday, and they're ever so bright. The ones I bought for the spotlights in our downstairs. They're old spotlights, you know. And I thought, I'll buy some LEDs because that's better for the environment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's too bright in there. And it's like a badminton court, John.
Get your floodlights on. I mean, is this how we're celebrating episode 50? Is this how we envisioned it?
Well, Sounds to me like no one's envisioned it. Carry on.
Famous people from Hemel, finally, who might be fans of Hemel Hempstead Town. Sir Francis Bacon, who some believe to be the true author of Shakespeare plays and sort of Shakespearean authorship.
Yeah, do you know
who's Lord of
that?
The Manor of Hemel?
Snobs. Do you know who thinks that?
Yeah.
Absolute effing snobs, right? Because that is just people going, oh, someone working class could definitely not write all that.
Yeah.
It must have been a lord or something. So that's all that is. People who are absolute classist idiots who think that working class people can't write amazing stuff. That's what that is. Don't get me onto that. Anyway, carry on.
Sir Astley Cooper, who's obviously never going to give up on them or run around or desert them.
John, that was a lovely one.
Roger Moore. Lived Roger nearby Moore. In the 60s. He could have been a Hemel Hempstead fan. Probably wasn't.
John, lived nearby. Come on. It's the 50th episode, John.
Chris Pigg, an internationally respected master printmaker called Chris Pigg. And
oh no!
Rather bizarrely, according to their Wikipedia,
should we call it a day? Should we just knock it on the head, John?
We've had a good run. I think we've finished with Chris Pigg.
50
now. I think that's a focus on Hemel Hempstead.
Was that focused on Hemel?
That was focused on Hemel Hempstead.
The National Obsession.
Yes, this is the National Obsession with me, John Cadogan, and Charlie Baker.
Please rate and review and subscribe. Maybe
exactly.
Not this one. Maybe not this episode.
Just take into account the sort of 47 really good ones.
Yeah.
And just maybe not the three duffers.
I think this one isn't a duffer. This one's fine, John.
Well,
anyway,
it's
time for Talkie Corner.
Talkie Corner.
Don't fly, no. I know you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Yes, I imagine he was stewing this week. It's not been... Well, it's been an interesting week in the world of Torquay United since we last spoke.
I'd have taken the draw, John.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would have done.
Before, that's how I was trying to cheer myself up. Saturday night, Sunday morning. If you'd have offered me a draw, I'd have taken it.
We were 2-0 up against
Billericay,
top of the
by
table.
All accounts, cruising.
Well, cruising could have been about 5 or 6-0 up. Missed a couple of absolute sitters. I think we had one cleared off the line. But they did bring it back to 2-2 almost immediately after half time.
Yeah.
Seen it so many times before.
Rory missed from 2 yards, apparently.
Yeah.
I think Rory might be on his way, John.
Yeah,
The way Gary speaks, the way Gary speaks is just like, I'm not having it. He's just not having it, is he? He's like,
he said,
I know better players than this.
There's a few shrinking violets, I think is a little phrase he used at talking. Because two games in a row, we've kind of thrown it away from a winning position.
The thing about violets is the plant.
Yeah.
This is along the lines that they survive in pretty difficult conditions.
Let's not overthink what Gary. You know, I mean,
because they're from. I love Gary though.
But
really
do you want a quick update on Hatgate? Gary was
not
wearing a Peaky Blinders.
I know. It was like a. Do you know what it was? Very Essex, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? He dressed very Essex, and I was like, oh god, Gary, you look a bit like one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure why he was doing that.
On Twitter, they have proven themselves to be absolute.
Yeah. The Billericay
really are. Oh my god, they really are. They really are.
Yeah, what we're finding a lot this year is that we're a lot of teams' cup final.
This is the thing, isn't it? And they think we're big time, and I don't think we think we're big time at all.
No,
we've been so depressed about going down to the National League South, which I don't know why, because actually it's been a right laugh so far. And it's still your team, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
This is what I'm learning. It's still your team. So I'd rather watch them win than lose. You know, of course we want to be a bit further up, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what will happen Saturday in the Cup. I really can't tell you. I've no idea.
Yeah, waking at home on Saturday. It could go either way. I think we might get reaction.
More players have gone.
We've got no bloody players.
Chris Regis is gone.
Yeah.
I know, we need Asa Hall back. I think he's probably just got some people lined up, John. What else have you got on Talk United? Anything?
I think that's
Chris
it.
Chris Regis has left.
Yeah, Chris Regis is gone. Woking on Saturday. I think we'll get a reaction in the next round of the Cup. And I think that's about it.
That's it, is it?
Yeah,
that's
I think
it
for so.
Talky Corner. Yeah. Nothing on it this week.
The National Obsession.
Yes, this is the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you send back a letter from a listener.
Blimey.
Any letters, John? Delay.
Yes, got a few letters to crack through. Let's get on with it. The first one comes from Robert Baker. Don't know who that could be.
Ah, he says, here he is.
Dear Charlie and John, great to hear mentioned are the 90s wing-backs, Paul Gibbs and Andy Gurney.
Lovely, yeah.
Last week. Some of the best attacking I've ever seen at Playmore. I was at the Orient match when Gibbs played in goal. We lost, but fond memories. I have a new feature idea for you. To honour our new manager, we list and identify all Garys associated with TUFC and rank them according to popularity / impact on the club. We have strong candidates for the
content. John, this is content.
We have strong candidates for the current number one spot and last place. My current ranking would be number one. Actually, we could do with this to do Rob's list.
Now, this is the Robert can't.
Little bit of production. You want in at number seven, bottom of the list. Last on the list, Gary Hours, of course, the least popular Gary. In at number six, Jimmy Aggary. Jimmy Aggary. Not sure that works.
Has he done that?
Yes.
Oh, God, go on. Yeah, carry on.
Number five, it gets worse. David Garyam. Graham. Rob, I didn't really read this before I started. This is terrible. Number four, Chris Hargary Eves. Chris Hargreaves.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I'm so pleased we're featuring this. Carry on.
Number three, Gareth Howells. I mean, that's not Gary.
Gary Howells. Nearly.
Yeah, Gary Howells. Number two, Gary Nelson. And number
one,
Gary Johnson.
Yeah, I'm sure we've had other Gary.
I think we have. Any suggestions? At natopspodnationalassessment@gmail.com.
But what's good there is, Robert can't be a foff because he is my brother.
So yes.
He can't. Also, he's really shown himself up there, hasn't he, with that. I mean, it was a good idea.
That's something to mention around the Christmas table.
Well, it was. It was a good idea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Badly put through,
badly executed, you might say.
Badly executed.
He says, any others? Perhaps we could do this for other names also. Keep it up on the ice, Rob.
It's a good idea.
Yes.
So we could have a weekly chart of best
particular
Jason,
names. Yeah.
The best Jasons ever to play. Jason Fowler.
Jason Rhys.
An early one there.
Midfielder Jason Rhys.
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he? Jason Rhys. Yeah, it's a good idea, Rob.
Yeah, not bad idea. Jason Roberts.
Listening in.
Yeah.
Getting involved. Get your own flipping podcast. Anyway, carry on.
And an annoying sidekick. Mark Ridley emails in to say, hi, John and Charlie. With the onset of the European Super League and Torquay's inevitable place in it, will you still be a National League-based podcast? And which National League team will you adopt on the ice, Mark?
Well, we will always be. The National Obsession follows where Torquay goes.
I think so. I mean, it would be unlikely if this planned European Super League was sort of Man City and Barcelona and all the big teams. If they somehow, like in a logistical error, like an admin error, accidentally put Torquay in it and then we had to compete, I think that could be a film.
Well, they might have done. They might have replied all by accident.
Yeah.
And accidentally not taken Torquay out of the reply all. The Glazers, the Roman Abramovich.
Yeah.
And
I say, well, you know, we're looking forward to taking on Real Madrid this week.
The Saudi princes from Man City and Clark Osborne.
We're looking forward to welcoming PSG to Playmore this week. Yeah, it could happen. I can see it. Yeah. Thanks, Mark. It's a very, very good idea. And finally, FOF number two, Rob Walker, gets in touch. He says, John and Charlie, can't believe I haven't been in touch for over a month. Where does the time go?
Look, you know what, Rob? Since you've become a FOF, you've got lax and you've got cocky with it.
He has. He's just showing off. He's showboating. He says, I think we need to find out a bit more about Charlie, getting to know you. Can Charlie give us three interesting facts about himself on the ice, Rob?
I can, if you come and see me on February
13th. Oh, come on. This is behind the paywall.
Leicester.
Behind the paywall content.
In Leicester, on February the 13th, in my new show, Cream Before Jam. Well, come and find me at any of my gigs or play Q Live.
Okay.
On Q Live.
Could you answer the question, though?
if you want to find out any interesting facts about me, I give away a lot, John.
Just give away one.
My act. One fact. I once danced with Monica Lewinsky.
Fantastic. That was letters from a listener.
The National Obsession.
I don't think we needed to know any more after that.
That's all it was.
Leave the rest up to your imagination, I think.
Oh, dear. What a shame.
Anyway,
what a shame.
That's the end of another week.
John.
Lovely.
I mean, the 50th episode has gone off without much celebration.
Okay, yeah.
But
that's
because, do you know what? We don't hit anniversaries.
We don't care about milestones.
We just do quality every 12 weeks.
Exactly. I mean, we don't get fixated on things like milestones. But I think, hopefully, what we can bring you now, we haven't forgotten. Right.
No.
You might think we have because, you know, Charlie's on the phone and things like that, but it might sound like we've forgotten, is what I'm trying to say, but we haven't.
Yeah.
We have here a number of birthday messages. Do you want to hear them?
I'd love to hear them, John.
Hello, John, and the other one. I heard this is your 50th episode, so this is Roger John McClark. I was going to do you a poem, but I don't give them away for free, John. I suppose it's happy birthday. I've heard of a worse day. I've heard you're 50. It's not a poem. Okay, happy birthday. For Thatcher, for Brexit, for all the jet setters.
Hello, this is not non-league Ray. Happy birthday. Happy 50th episode. Hope it's great. Still not managed to see any games yet this season. It's a bit of a shame, but looking forward to getting to a game in the Vauxhall Conference.
Oh no, it's not the Vauxhall Conference anymore.
Truro City, what's on? Hello there. It's either bloody dude knees down as Truro FC. We was wondering if the pitch was free this Saturday. We've got a bit of a problem because our ground share is off. It's on. And also, happy birthday to you. And I'll come and see you and bring you a card, but I don't want to pay to get over the bridge. Happy birthday, lads. Hey, I told you'd get to our 50, didn't I? You told you'd get to our 50 episodes. Well, you have. So it's the Grand National saying, happy 50th episode. And I predict you will get to at least two more.
Hello, is that the National Obsession? This is Hearst here. You're not actually connected to the Hearst. You're connected to the funeral parlour. I'm just beginning a service, actually, so I'll have to keep it quick. But I just wanted to say, Baker, you bastard! And apologies for swearing in front of everyone, but congratulations on getting to 50 episodes. Enjoy it while you can, you bastard! And apologies for swearing again. I'm going to get Gary Harris's jaw back. And Gary Johnson, enjoy it as well while you can, you shyster. Gary Harris for the cup.
Hello, this is Peter from Torbay, Texas. Just to say happy 50th birthday. And if you want a taxi, based in Devon, Torbay, Texas, are the best in Devon. 211, 611.
Well, that wasn't that nice, John.
Oh,
that was
lovely.
Very, very nice. Lovely, really nice. Well, that's it for another week, John.
Yep,
on the ice. I hope everybody looks after themselves this week. Do get in touch with us at NatObsPod. And the email address, John?
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
Please, I'll tell you what. If you do like what we do, please just tell a friend. Tell one friend
if
you like it. Try and get them to listen. And if you, if we tweet it, and if you not just like, I mean, it's nice that you like it. If you can retweet it as well, that would really help us out as well. Just to get the few bump up the numbers a little bit,
and maybe leave us a nice review and a rating on iTunes as well. If you have the time,
lovely.
That'd be really helpful.
And remember to always stay on the ice.
On the ice, come on the goals.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hey, Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.